Good afternoon, I'm here with Mr. Benjamin Crow, doing our match report from our round three match versus Mornington, or officially round two, whatever it is. Mr. Crow.
G'day, Dale.
Sitting here, the week leading up to round four against Chelsea.
Yep.
Just reflecting on last week's game, though, I didn't get to see much of it as usual. Can you give us a bit of a rundown?
Yeah, look, all the coaches, we come under the idea that we needed to bring some physicality back into the side and forget about all our structures and game plans and everything like that and just focus on actually winning our 50-50 contests again and being a physical, tough football side. And we went out on the weekend, and most of the people that would have seen the game against Mornington would have been pretty impressed with the physicality for four quarters, which was really one of the things that we were looking at as a coaching group to really identify and be able to sustain for the rest of the year, is just being able to put in four quarters of competitive football, and then we can start working on a couple of other areas. But yeah, once again, we just lacked a bit of polish up forward, and resulted in us losing the game.
Cracking side, Mornington. The big physical side. Obviously, last year's runs up. Then they won the flag. They lost by a kick or something.
Yep.
Four quarter effort against that sort of team is a good effort, but. Yep. I did rock up at the start of half time, and we were leading the scoring shots, but sometimes that doesn't usually reflect the game itself.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so yeah, poor kicking is poor football.
It is, mate. There's a number of areas you can look at. You know, all the forwards will tell you that it's been bad ball movement in there, and the midfielders will tell you the forwards don't lead, and there's a number of things, but look, we got the opportunities there, we didn't use them. You know, we missed a lot of set shots once again, which was really disappointing. Surprising it wasn't me kicking, and I'm usually the one that misses set shots, but it was, so we dropped a few there, and we've just got to work on getting the football forward inside 50 under no pressure with harder running through the midfield and out of the back line. A lot more guys need to do a lot more unrewarded running to get that to happen, not just relying on one bloke to do it all, but it's all just a learning curve, Donnie. So, yeah, it's all practice.
Plenty of positives out of that, that's for sure. Leading up to Chelsea this week, we got any inclusions likely to come back from injury or anything?
Yeah, Chrissy Fortnum will come back in. He's tweaked his groin.
Oh, yeah. Most people have heard of him before.
Yeah, most people in the Seaford community would know who Chris Fortnum is. So that's a really handy inclusion for us. Chris is a great bloke and a great footballer and adds a lot to this side. So he'll come straight back in. But yeah, look, we've got a lot of blokes knocking on the door. A lot of the under-19s have been playing really good footy. We've been keeping a close eye on those guys. You know, Lloyd, Braun, Polo, Watkins, Searle. These guys are all, and Cal White especially, he's even younger. He's with Nicky Braun. He's been playing exceptional footy in the 19s. So, those guys will probably get a crack throughout the year again. We'll probably get them into the side because, they're playing some good footy. But, apart from that, there'll be probably a few little changes, obviously, with Jono Hayden, Jason Tendler going back out of the side, I'd say. But depending on what happens with Rourke as well, Rourke might get a game at Collingwood. We don't know until Thursday night what happens there. So, there could be changes on that front, but we'll just take it as it comes.
Yeah, terrific. Positives, actually, all those names that you mentioned then, that's for sure. Yep. The under-19s have been playing some cracking footy.
Yeah. I guess from our perspective, a lot of those guys there that are just rattled off, if the comp hadn't gone to under-19s, they would have been playing senior footy. They would have been playing reserves this year. So, they get another year to play with their mates in the under-19s, which is good, but they're also playing good footy and doing the right thing, so they'll get their time when it comes.
All right, good stuff. Yourself, how'd you go at the function, mate? Did you get much through the rounds of beer pong? Did you participate or did you?
No. Look, I was half dead after the game at Mornington, so I stuck around and had a few pots and laid a smoke bomb and got out of there at about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and the boys, I thought they didn't notice, but they did notice, and I had to spin the wheel on Tuesday night, so just luckily I got the $50 fine. I didn't have to shave my head or anything like that, so yeah, I paid my money up, and I'll remember for next time not to leave so early.
Yes, looking forward to training tonight. There's a number of culprits that come up after a couple of recent club sort of get-togethers that we've had that have let the teammates down, so
we're good.
Yes, but we'll look into that this week. All right, Mr. Crow, thank you, mate. Best of luck this week. And no doubt I'll probably see you at the end of the game on Saturday.
Hopefully with a slab and 4 points.
Terrific.
Cheers.